Okay. Today is Monday, February 14th, 2011. This is Valentine's Day. This is Peggy Van Skoik, and I am in the home of Mr. Harold Burt. We're here today to talk to him about his illustrious career and life in Cary over the years. So Mr. Burt, if you could start out, we'll start at the very beginning. Were you born in Cary? Are you a native?
No, I'm native in Raleigh.
Raleigh.
And actually, I've only been in Cary 3 years now.
Oh.
I lived in Raleigh up until 3 years ago. What? Maybe four.
Oh.
And I started in Cary. My first encounter with Cary was I came over to teach industrial arts, shop, and drawing. And as a sideline, I asked two opportunity to organize and start a band. And I found 12 students that had instruments. Only two of that I feel like could actually play. The others maybe one song or something. And we started the band. We doubled the number in a few days and got started with about twice that many. And made a first appearance at the first ball game. As small as it was.
So now when did you start to teach at Cary?
This was in 1950.
Okay, so it would have been the building at the head of Academy Street?
Correct.
Okay, wow.
It was in the, I think it was the Page Building, the building behind the main building. I think it was referred to as the Page Building, I think, but I'm not sure of that. And then that's the only place I taught in Cary. When they moved to, well, I taught in the Swift Creek area, in the Swift Creek School, and well, that's the only one. I didn't get over to Macedonia. There's one at the fairgrounds that I taught in. And I left Cary and went out organizing bands. And I went to many other schools.
So when did you leave Cary High School?
I actually resigned in 1955 with intentions of teaching part-time at several schools. And Cary was unable to get a replacement. So I taught part-time at Cary for 1955-56, along with Apex, Millbrook, Knightdale High School, which is now reformed, I think. And then I went down to Johnston County when I gave up Cary and started a band at Four Oaks. And later took on other schools in Johnston County and eventually the South Johnston High School when it was built. And came back to Raleigh after I retired from Johnston County and bought the E.R. Poole Music Company in Cameron Village in Raleigh. And then, after approximately 6 years there, I moved to Cary, to Kildare Farm Road in Cary. And been there until the economic conditions required me to downsize, and I moved back into the back part of the building, which is dominated with the School of Music, and moved the retail there. And December the 31st, 2010, my lease expired, and I decided it wasn't wise to reissue a new lease. So now I am teaching private lessons in my home.
Wow.
Retirement is a word I never learned to pronounce.
Apparently not. Wow, that's a lot of different schools, a lot of different bands. So did you actually move to Johnston County?
No.
So you were commuting down there?
Correct.
All those years?
Correct.
Wow.
I even went down in Harnett County and I went down to Yeah, Irwin, yeah, in Harney County. I went several in Harney County. Normally, four, five, six schools at a time. That's about 2 half days in each, and even less at some.
That's phenomenal. So now, how do you start a band in a school? Where do you start, and what kind of instruments are you looking for to form a band? What does it take?
Work.
Work, yes, indeed.
In most cases, it was a principal that was, like Paul Cooper was in Cary, that was very interested in having a band program. And in some cases, in fact, in Apex, I was hired by the Band Booster Club. And sometimes it was just interested in citizens that would start the program, and I would go in and introduce it. And some were actually done on a fee basis. Each student would pay me a monthly fee. And in some instances, the PTA sponsored it, and they collected the fees and paid me a salary. So there was just grassroots beginning.
That's phenomenal.
Some of them reached, I thought, very good credits. Apex was selected 1 year, and I was part-time there to represent North Carolina in the Rotary Club in Chicago. They paid our expenses to represent the state of North Carolina Rotary. And so...
Wow. Now, did they go...
Glorious career.
So, where did they represent the state? Did they travel around and perform?
No,
or
in the parade.
Oh, in a parade.
In the convention, at the convention in Chicago.
Oh, for the Rotary. Oh, okay.
The following year, it was in... Europe. I didn't make that one. I had already been there. I mean, I had been selected one time. They'd selected twice.
Wow. Okay, so you pretty much started the Cary Band and Cary's Band Day. Is that right?
Not Cary Band Day, no.
No, okay.
That started later.
Okay. Okay, so before Cary Band Day got started, you were building... and creating the band at Cary High School.
Correct.
Okay, that eventually became famous, basically. Right, so at what point, how far did you get them? How far did you lead Cary's band before you left Cary? Do you remember how big it was? Or?
Oh, yes, 35, 40 was maximum. My ideal was Broughton High School Marching 100. I thought if I could ever get there, but fell short of that before I left. They, I'm sure, have reached that goal now.
So the Broughton 100, that was a real...
Outstanding band of Wake County.
Okay. So if you could compete against them and actually win...
No, I just aspired to get that number of people in my band because...
Oh, I see.
They carried on their drum Marching 100, which is nothing unusual now. But
100
was outstanding then. 50 was probably a large, very considered large band.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow.
And, you know, the history of Cary Band, the trip to Europe and Rose Bowl and all the other fabulous things they've done. Sorry, I wasn't part of that.
You were?
That's at the beginning.
Yeah, so you were at the beginning of that.
I've got a write-up from Wilmington when we appeared at the Zaya Festival.
Okay.
This is supposed to be a big event that we were, that we made a trip to the Zaya Festival. I forgot what year.
Well, this is a 1956 newspaper article, and the Azalea Festival Parade, the Cary High School Band, majorettes, and flag bearers scheduled to appear in Wilmington during the 9th annual Azalea Festival Parade.
Right. That was a big deal.
Pictures, I would imagine
no
so.
No comparison to the events that they have accomplished since.
So it's March of 1956. Wow. So you took them from two students who could sort of play their instrument to winning a spot in this parade in, what, 6 years?
6 years, yeah.
That's phenomenal. That is really, really impressive. So, and it went from there.
That, in the Caribbean Day, they announced that I was there to 1955. But we went to... We went to Azalea Festival in
56.
56, so that's proof I was here one more year.
Oh, okay. So they got that not quite right. Wow. So, so you have had a lot of students over the years. So do you teach all instruments? Have you taught all instruments?
Yeah. Yes.
Everything. Mm. Everything. From brass to percussion to strings to you name it.
Mark out strings.
Not strings?
No, this is all
This is band, all band, right. band instruments. Okay, so horns and
right.
and drums.
Wind instruments and percussion.
Right, okay. Wow. Wow. That's phenomenal. So, and the music that you were working with was typically... parade type music. Did you teach classical music?
Oh, yes.
Did you? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, we had concerts with overtures and music at practically all types of music that we could do with the band, as well as the marching.
Okay. So a little of everything. So after your career of developing bands in schools all over North Carolina, pretty much, many counties, then you started teaching students individually as well?
Not much.
Not until, then?
Until recent years.
Okay, okay.
And the... connection with the music store.
Okay.
Then I started teaching lessons. And on one occasion, if you rented an instrument, you got free lessons during the summer to prepare you for the fall. Then I did that last year, year before last, I think it was. That was well received.
So the and students would be...
I started deeper into teaching.
Okay.
And because of the economy of the store, I decided it was best to decline that and go into my true interest of teaching.
Yeah. So now, what did you sell in the store? All types of instruments, music?
Everything musical.
Everything musical. Okay.
All types of sheet music, classical and all the way through country and jazz and rock, whatever.
Okay.
And... We had all instruments, including piano and keyboards and so forth.
Well,
it became a time when piano and keyboard were not doing very well. So I divided that area into small studios and started the School of Music. And from that School of Music, I have students that have come in here and taken lessons.
Here in your home. Yeah. Now, did you have employees in the store who also were teachers, or were you the primary teacher?
The teachers were self-employed.
Okay.
We rented them space because we approved them for quality of teacher. But if we selected them to teach, we rented them space and they were independent. A few of my teachers taught part-time and worked part-time, but mostly separate employees and teachers.
Okay, that sounds like a good setup. So, yeah. And so now, how many students do you currently have?
I have about 25 students. Some of them not taken every day, I mean, not full time and all that, but I let some of them take a spot and hold it for them to alternate between and things like that.
Okay. So 25, that's quite a few. Yeah. Is there one instrument that you like the best?
Clarinet.
Clarinet. Yep. That's your...
That was my major. You pick honors in your life, and I guess my choice one was winning the first superior rating in solo contest, which I don't have now, and the first chair position in the All-State Band. It's my probably most cherished accomplishments, personally.
So now
I cherish the accomplishments of my students more than mine and my children.
So the All-State Band, tell me about that. What is that and where is it? And
back when, there was one All-State Band held in Greensboro. And music festival, it actually was chorus and band. I don't believe there's a string involved. And they had solo contests for both. And that was all one full week in Greensboro. It later divided into two districts, and now I don't know how many. Cary students now audition for the, I don't know if it's the Central District, but the All District. And then if they achieve some rating in the All District, then they audition for the All State. All Honors Band, they call it now.
So these are people from all over the state of North Carolina that come together to form one band.
Then. Now they're divided into several districts.
I see. Okay. And then
I know there's Eastern and Central and Western. I'm not sure. I'm not into that now. But I do know students I teach are auditioning for the All District.
Okay. And then what do they do? They perform at various events?
No, they just perform one weekend.
One weekend a
year. Practice one day and perform the next.
Okay. Okay. And so you won a seat in that.
That's the first chair, which is the top clarinet player.
The top clarinet player.
It's an honor.
That's fantastic. That's congratulations on that. Yeah.
Strangely enough, but the other honor was the most athletic in high school.
Oh, great.
In another field. But I cherish my music accomplishments more.
Well, I can understand that.
I have been all areas. I had my own dance combo for many, many years and kept that, enjoyed that.
So you would play at dances?
Yes, wedding, yeah. Dances, parties.
Yeah.
Weddings.
Oh, that's great. So, wow. So tell me something about some of your students. What students do you know of who have gone on to make a career of music or done great things with music?
You're checking my memory a little bit now. Well, when I took a music course at Wake Forest, and Jim Adcock of Cary was on scholarship at that time. And I know several in Johnson County that have gone with a full music career. Don Holloway and Don Johnson. I think they're both first name of Don. But I cannot mention his name, though.
You know.
And I know of several band directors that have come to Cary Band Day that were former students of mine. And found them at Cary Band Day, and they had to remind me that they started in my band. It's always a pleasure, and what I miss giving up the music soul is the people that would come by and mention. I get letters. I got one letter from, or several letters from a young lady who was in, up in New York somewhere, going to school, nursing school, about her private lessons here. And I thought, enjoyed that attention. Memories.
Yes. Well, and how you've touched so many lives and possibly influenced whole careers and life paths through music, too. And just fostering a love of music for so many people.
So many have come in and told me that, yes. I appreciate it.
I'm sure you do. Wow. So now, you were not involved in creating Band A for Carrie, is that correct? Okay. So, but what can you tell me about it? Even if you weren't actively here in Carrie at the time, what can you tell me about Band A?
I participated in Band A 4, 5, 6 years. Marched in parade and performed on the field with bands in Johnson County. It was after I left here.
They came up to compete against Carrie?
No, Carrie didn't compete in the Band A.
Okay.
Carrie's guest Band A. They perform as guests, but not in competition.
Okay.
Competition is with the others.
Who come in?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're just the host.
They're the host. And they have bands come in. Several bands come regularly from Virginia and I think I've seen South Carolina and as well as North Carolina. Quite a few attend the Carrie Band Day. It's a big event.
So they're looking for one declared winner, the best band that year, of all the visiting bands that come in and they're competing. Is that the way it works?
They have a lot of firsts.
Okay.
The number one drum major and the drum corps, and they have all these different contestants. And they used to give a rating on the parade, I believe. They had a, what we call, jazz band. We called it stage band. They had that in the elementary building was then after the high school was built. And my stage band from Four Oaks won first place in that one year. It was an honor to the Four Oaks band.
And it's really grown, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. You only to go to the town hall to see that Carrie is recognized, a band is recognized here. You see the statuettes, band instruments out in the yard up there.
Yeah. So you just moved to Cary 3 or 4 years ago from Raleigh. Why did you move here? Why did you leave Raleigh? To be closer to the store?
And problems there. I was gone a lot. I had some break-ins. Mm. I thought, get close to the store. And I have a daughter who lives in Cary. And Cary means a lot to me. So...
Well, that's good.
So why not move where you love?
I'm all for that. That's great.
I don't know about you, but so many people, I'd say, ask where they're from, but we love Carrie. They're here and they plan to stay, so.
Including me.
We're all proud of that. Yeah. I think you told me you've originally out of state.
Yeah, yes, I'm not a native either, but I have been here 17 years and love it.
So. You plan to stay.
You plan to stay, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yes indeed. So, well, so is there anything else that you can think of that we haven't touched on as far as your career and music in general is concerned?
Well, if you saw the book, there's one article about being a busy man because... I was teaching 4, 5, and 6 schools. I was carrying a paper route for 55 years before I go teach school. And on weekends, I played in the dance band. And on Sunday morning, I've ministered music for 38 years. So I direct church choirs on Sunday. And finally resigned from that profession, and now just singing in the choir, occasionally playing a solo.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I'm proud of my children. They've all had a touch of music and enjoy it. I had the opportunity to play in the Bailey Baptist Church performances and a couple other places that my son was directing.
Oh.
So I had the opportunity to sit and play clarinet under his direction. Even though that's not his profession, he's an insurance State Farm.
So how many children do you have?
Three.
Three. Okay, are they all in this area?
One is the associate provost of UNC Wilmington. And the other two, one's in Cary, one's in North Raleigh.
Okay.
My daughter's in Cary, my oldest son is in North Raleigh.
Okay.
That's why I was able to go out and play with him for several years in his performances.
So tell me a little bit more about all of your children and their, whatever they do musically or have done.
Well, there's three children. They all three have families. The families haven't participated greatly in music. Some have played in church in high school, but not much beyond. But they're outstanding grandchildren. But all three of my children did perform.
They did?
Yes.
Played different instruments?
My daughter was solo majorette at NC State for a number of years.
Oh, that's great.
And played in the band.
What instrument?
Flute. And oldest son played several instruments. Trombone major. And my youngest son in Wilmington played trumpet and French horn.
Oh, okay.
So they all have been involved. And
did you teach all of them? Did you teach all of them their instruments?
Not directly. I started them and before they started in the school. I was never their high school band director, even though they played in my bands. When I was teaching at Cary, my oldest son came out with me, and I handed him the baton, and I sat down and played trumpet with his band at the football games. Top.
He was just a little guy?
And my daughter was a mascot majorette. Marched in the parade in Chicago with his mascot majorette.
That's great.
Like I said, members.
Yes, indeed. Yes. So before I turn the tape on, we were talking just a little bit about your 55 years of delivering papers and how you, even though they're not necessarily publicizing it, you are on the Guinness Book of World Records for that? Is that it?
I don't know.
You submitted
it? I sent it to them. They didn't commit anything.
They didn't commit. But they did acknowledge it was...
Acknowledged, yes.
That it was probably the longest paper carrier career that they knew of.
I don't know how they select the entries, but I'm sure it's tedious.
Now, what paper did you deliver all those years?
Well, it started at Raleigh Times, but it merged with the News Observer, and I continued with the News Observer.
Okay.
In fact, at one time, took them both. Even though they didn't allow that, I did it. And then when they bought the Times, I was no longer there anyway. So part of that time was afternoon paper, and most of it was 5 o'clock morning paper.
Boy, you have been busy. Working 7 days a week, pretty much. Yes, indeed.
I had 26 years at Longview Baptist as choir director. music director. And then I hit, went to Olive Chapel. I went to Samaria Baptist, Carolina Pines Baptist. All of those shorter terms, that's where the 38 years added up.
So you were involved in all of their choirs and, as choir directors or singing in the choir or performing?
Directing.
Directing.
Yeah.
Directing. Wow. What is your favorite type of music?
Combination. I can only say two. Classical and jazz.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, but I had no march music.
You do like march music?
I love marches and overtures and things. That's probably classical. You can categorize as it's being classical as well as Pacific.
Do you have a favorite composer?
No, too many.
Too many.
Yeah.
You like them all.
That's almost like, what's your favorite child?
Okay.
No, you can't do it.
No, too many.
Of course, John Philip Sousa would hold a pretty top spot.
I'm sure, all those bands. Yes, indeed. Wow.
Since I like marches so much.
That's great. So, well, is there anything else that you can think of that we haven't really touched on?
No, thank you.
No? Well, thank you so much.
About everything.
This is fantastic. What an illustrious career you've had and all of the lives that you've touched and enriched with your love of music and instilled that same love in so many other people, I would think.
Of course, I cannot close without the first thing. That's my 65 years of happy marriage with my wife.
Oh, that's wonderful.
This June will be 65 years.
That's phenomenal. That is really wonderful.
She stays at Carolina Beach. We have a place there.
Okay.
And I go down Thursday, Friday, come back to teach on Saturday.
Okay.
Church on Sunday.
Okay.
And tennis on Sunday.
And how long has she been living full time at your beach house?
Five more years. I don't know exactly. Since she retired.
Okay.
She retired from the Eastern Observer.
She did?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. What is her first name?
Pearl.
Pearl? That's good. Okay. Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And you had three children and a whole host of grandchildren and...
Two great-grandchildren.
Do you? Two great-grandchildren.
Live here with me.
Yeah, there.
My grandson's truck out there.
Oh.
And my granddaughter's at work. He keeps the youngest child.
Oh, okay.
His job was not paying as much as the child care was. So he's keeping the child, the smallest, and the other one's in Farmington Wood School.
Okay. So they live here with you? Yeah.
At the whole upstairs.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. So you're very actively involved with your grandchildren's lives as well. That's terrific.
And my avocation of most interest is tennis.
Tennis?
Yes.
Okay.
Played 3 hours yesterday, and I play every Tuesday and Thursday morning if it's not raining and snowing.
Wow, that's fantastic. That is great. Where do you play?
Where? Lake Wheeler. It's Carolyn Pines Park on Lake Wheeler Road.
Okay.
Before I moved to Cary, one reason I didn't move to Cary for so long is I had a tennis court in my yard. I built my own tennis court.
Oh.
And swimming pool, and I didn't want to leave them. That's one reason for the length of time it took before I moved to Cary.
It's understandable. That's fantastic. So you keep it in shape and keeping a hand in everything that you still love. That's wonderful. So, okay, well, thank you so much for giving your time and telling us about your career. We really appreciate it.
You turned it off?
I can turn it off now, so thank you very much.
actually about the history of my family.
Okay, so I'm back on online here. Yes, yeah, so you were starting to tell me about your parents and your father, well, both your parents' careers. So could you tell me again for the tape?
Well, starting back up, my dad was born in area Fuquay and on a land grant granted by the Queen of England, and still in the hands of my cousin's son, still owns that property. And my dad started teaching school. I'm not sure where he taught around Fuquay or not, but he took a few courses at state, and that was higher education at that time. And he was principal of several schools. He taught in Kerry at the boarding school. This was building up there with it. We call the teachers when I taught there. But it was the dormitory for the students that lived there, I think, at the time. And then he moved on to taught in Holly, was principal school in Holly Springs in Leesville. And then went back into farming.
Yeah.
And my mother taught piano at the school he was teaching. And after he left the school, they were unable to have any courtship or even contact in while they were in teaching. But they were married after they both left the teaching. And had a dairy out on what's now called Burt Road and over at near the university.
At NC State?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's a Burt Road?
About 2 blocks long.
Oh, that's great.
Ran for a mile. Mailbox to the Gorman's house. There's a Gorman Street there now. It's a big street.
Yes.
But Gorman Street was only the extension, about 2 houses on it.
Okay, so that's where you lived? That's where your house?
That's where I was born, yes.
That's where you were born and where you
house.
Lived? In that house?
Right, in the home.
Wow.
Doctor,
and that's where you lived?
Doctor came to home, you know. Well, the doctor, I don't know who. What do they have it? Deliver babies now. But anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, did then. But I was born in the home and lived there until the house burnt down.
Oh.
When I was in the first grade.
Oh.
Had a 2 mile walk to school. There was a carrier bus came by. But we went to Raleigh School. It was a 2 mile walk for me, and I read in an article in the old Raleigh Boys, my brother wrote in there that he and my other brother walked 4 miles to Wiley School in Raleigh. The kids now don't walk to the neighborhood school.
Yeah.
It's a big change.
So you went to a different school than your brothers did?
That was the elementary school I did.
Okay.
And then I went to Hugh Morrison High School.
Okay.
And one brother went there. The other graduated before they built the school, I believe. No, I believe he went there too. They graduated from Hugh Morrison.
So you all
the
did.
School, the building's no longer there, you know. They built a new one called Broughton High School.
So they closed Hugh Morrison when they opened Broughton?
After years ago. Years went by. My son went there.
Oh, okay.
So it was that long before they closed it. I mean, it wasn't right away.
Okay. So after, when your house burned down, when you were in the first grade, did your folks just
first
rebuild
grade,
it?
Yeah. No.
They didn't?
No. We moved. We were operating a service station. And we lived in it for 3 or 4 years. And then moved into town, into Raleigh.
Okay.
Then I went to Murphy School.
Okay.
Town in Raleigh.
Oh, okay. Wow. So the house that you were born in that burned down, was that on Burt Road?
No, it was on Avent Ferry Road.
Avent Ferry Road, okay.
Burt Road was at the end of our place from the mailbox down to Gorman Street, just a little 2 block. Still, always, still a 2 block, as I understand it. I haven't been there recently.
Oh, okay. Okay. So the property that you had in Raleigh until just a few years ago, that's completely separate from the home place where you grew up.
Oh, yes. And
yeah, that's the difference.
That wasn't in Raleigh. That was in Wake County.
Okay.
It was, do you know where Pullen Park is?
Yes.
Okay, it was 1 mile from Pullen Park, but that was country.
Oh.
Dirt road. And the service station was across the highway from Pullen Park.
Okay.
And had a garage in it. The old stations used to have a garage and a little place to eat. And we just dumped everything and lived there for 3 or 4 years.
Wow. So you lived like upstairs or?
No, in the garage.
Right in the garage.
Yeah. Ooh. No upstairs to this.
Just a one-story building.
Right.
Wow.
The old service stations. My job was to pump gas into the gas tank. So that when they wanted to let it out, they just let it go down and go back up, fill it up. And it's quite a change.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
The old service stations had a operating place about the size of this kitchen.
Okay.
And then they have a little eating place right behind it where they could fix sandwiches, something to eat. And then they had a garage. And my mother fixed the sandwiches thing in there. So we had kitchen things and everything just moved into the garage and lived in the garage. You would have to.
Yeah, you bet. You do. So then after that, where did you move to? What did your folks do?
We moved to 1 block off the Capitol, Jones Street.
Okay.
Well, first Salisbury Street, then around the corner of Jones Street, then McDowell Street. So we lived.
So you were downtown.
Yeah, right downtown. I lived there when I went to state.
Okay.
You didn't live in the dormitory unless you had money. And I didn't make enough money off paper out to live in the dormitory. Didn't want to.
Yeah. Well, you were right.
See, I carried a paper out all through part of elementary school and all of junior high school and high school.
Wow. That's when it started.
And college. On into, I was in Cameron Village running a music store when I gave up the paper out.
Wow. So what were your parents' names? What was your father's name?
Father's name is Raymond A. Burt.
And he taught at the Cary School for a while. Do you know what he taught? Don't know.
Everything.
Sure. Everything. Okay. And what was your mother's name?
I don't know how many teachers they have, but one teacher may have the first 3 grades and the next teacher would have the next 3 grades, and that was it.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a few public schools. Most of them were whatever.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln, I don't think we ever went to a public school, but he was educated, wasn't he? But times changed from that.
Yeah, they sure did. Now, what was your mother's name?
Ella Stanfield was her maiden name. And Bert.
Bert. Very good. Wow, that's fantastic. So good. I'm glad we got this part on tape as well. So your family goes all the way back to a land grant. So you've been here a long time.
There's a Burt Road down there.
In Fuquay?
In Fuquay.
Is there?
It's out from Fuquay. I can't think of the place there. It's out from there a little bit. I don't think you see incorporated or anything like that.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, wow. So your family's been around a long time. So we're certainly glad that you came to Cary and...
Thank you.
Yeah. Contributed.
Hope to stay here a long time.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. So again, well, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.